The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages. I am Roger B. This is Locked and Loaded, and you're listening to America's Web Radio. Now, the first thing I want to do today is we got an election coming up. You got two choices. Well, you may have three or four choices.
You have one choice.
Well, you got three or four choices.
Let's be honest.
Depending on the ballot, you may have, I don't know, is Ralph Nader running again? Is Bernie running as an independent?
Ralph Nader, what happened to that dude? You know what, Roger? It's funny you should ask.
What are some of the other candidates?
Besides the two. It's funny you should ask. There's a black Democrat, Cornel West, who the Democrat Party's trying to get thrown off the ballots. Imagine if the Republicans were trying to get a black man thrown off the ballot. No, it's the Democrat
Party.
They already hate one
of the most successful African Americans in the world.
Yes, they hate Elon Musk.
That's right.
And they're going to hate him even more now.
Keep somebody on.
Oh yeah, they tried to keep RFK on. So they're removing. They had no problem removing Biden's name. They had no problem throwing out Cornel West and Jill Stein, who's the Green Party.
Right.
They're suing in courts to get them off the ballot. But yet they're telling you, oh, but we can't remove RFK.
How can they sue in court to get the Green Party candidate off the ballot?
They're doing it. I don't know. They're not Democrats.
Democrat
lawyers will sue you for anything.
Anything, you know, there you go.
Anything. I mean, yeah, David knows.
So Democrats preach democracy, but that they don't want
but
you to have any
choices.
But they don't
want you to practice democracy. Roger, man, you're on fire today, Roger. You're on fire. Here's the thing.
Keep fueling it. Keep stoking the flames, baby.
I'll keep stoking the flames.
We're going to run this through.
If you don't, you can look this stuff up. It went back when we had the Cold War. The communists ran around, and David, you'll remember this. The communists would run around and go, "We're for peace. What are you talking about?" Well, we know that, but still.
I was older than that.
The communists ran around saying they're for peace until finally Reagan or somebody said, "Well, what's your definition of peace?" And the communists said, "You kneel to us, there will be peace." Well, it's the same thing we need to do. It's the same thing we need to do to the Democrat Party.
Oh.
What's your definition of democracy? Okay. Because it ain't choice.
No, because how many votes did Kamala get in the primaries?
Zero.
Zero. Oh, a big
I got
egg.
As many votes as she did.
That's right. You got write-ins.
Hey, I might have got more votes than her.
She did. I know, right?
You know, my father, who was a JFK Democrat, he did write my name in several times.
Oh, yeah. I don't doubt you got more votes than Kamala did. Maybe you should have been the one Joe Biden went to.
Maybe I should have.
That's right. Now, running against Trump would be difficult, but I think
I would have ended
it.
Up being Trump's running mate.
Yeah, somehow. You would have said, wait till the month before and go, "I'm resigning. I'm giving all my delegates to Trump."
Oh, that would have been awesome.
If he'll make me vice
VP.
President. Hey, JD, we'll pick you up on the next one.
Yeah, we'll get you on the next one, JD. Hey, we would be coming together, crossing the aisle.
Now, did you see JD got in a little trouble this morning?
No, what did he do?
Apparently he was in a grocery store saying, you know, here, dude, we're seeing inflation. These eggs are $4 a dozen. And apparently the large eggs were $4 a dozen. The medium eggs were $2.99 a dozen, so they were only $3 a dozen.
Ooh.
And he got called out for saying eggs were, you know, they're only $3, and he's saying they're $4. He's lying. It's like, no, he just...
Yeah, no. He's
whatever. And they said, well, maybe that's for two dozen eggs for $3.99. It's like, no.
Yeah.
And apparently they're trying to find all these ways to say he lied or didn't understand something. I don't know where you're getting eggs for $2 a dozen.
Yeah, right.
I'm not getting them for that much. That's for
darn
sure.
Maybe if you got chickens in there.
If you're a farmer.
If you're a farmer.
But he got in trouble. They're trying to call him out for that, saying he's a liar, blah, blah. It's like, he made a mistake. He's standing in front of the egg aisle at some grocery store, but.
Wow.
But yet Kamala sat on Oprah Winfrey. Oh, did you see this? Oh my gosh. She sat there and said, you know, someone busts into my house. They're getting shot.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they're getting shot.
First of all, I want to know what she's going to shoot him with because I don't believe for a second that there's a gun in Kamala's house.
Doesn't matter.
I don't believe. Well,
she's vice president right now. She's got an army of secret service guys that have guns.
This is exactly right, Roger, which is where I was going. She doesn't own a gun, but unlike you and me, she's surrounded by men and maybe women with guns. High-powered guns.
We've seen the women who
laughing you out of that.
We've seen the women who work in the Secret Service. Let's hope it's the women who are guarding her.
Roger, that's terrible.
I'm wrong.
I know.
On what I've seen.
You're basing it on absolute evidence.
Let's get that lady who powered behind Donald Trump. Let's get her to protect Kamala.
Oh my gosh! Having that lady on presidential detail, you might as well have me now. I could defend myself at least and help defend, but I'm not going to cover a 6'3" dude.
That's right.
And that secret agent lady was no taller than me.
Maybe she's wearing heels. I'm not saying there aren't females in the Secret Service who do a darn good job.
Oh, there are some that do a good
job. But it's funny how some of the worst ones get assigned to Donald Trump.
Get assigned to Trump.
So basically, Biden-Harris administration assigns the worst Secret Service agents to Trump.
And they are doing that. Roger, I don't know if you heard, but it's come out in the investigations that's going on with the Secret Service because of the Butler assassination attempt and because the Mar-a-Lago assassination attempt. They found out that
they got a mole.
No, well, there may be a mole.
I want to see that movie.
Some of these agents, some of the women agents, failed their tests but were passed anyway. Not only did they fail and were passed, they were promoted to leadership positions.
And put
in charge of Donald Trump's. Yes, the one that was in charge of the Butler was one that apparently had failed a test. And I mean, this is DEI. This is your diversity, equity, and inclusion that almost got a former president killed.
Yes. Now, did you hear about the little battle going on between the Biden-Harris administration and Elon Musk?
Oh, no.
Oh, here we go. This is awesome. Our friend Sergeant Major posted this on his page today.
Excellent.
What's that guy's name? I can't remember his name. The guy who did the – he has a podcast and everything, but he was talking about Elon Musk wants to launch a rocket.
Oh, the big Spotify guy? Joe Rogan?
No. Something Height or something. Joe Height or something? I don't know. Anyway, I'd have to look it up. But anyway, so he wants to launch a rocket, and he's been making – huge amounts of progress in rocket technology, being able to land the boosters.
He was the first one to land a rocket since the moon landing.
Yeah. And he had Americans out in space doing calisthenics in space.
Right.
You know, for the first time that America has been in space again.
Right.
And it's private enterprise doing it though.
Right.
And he has developed this huge rocket that can carry a massive payload, which means it brings the cost of putting a satellite into orbit from 60 million down to 2 million.
Ooh, wow.
That's an order of magnitude cheaper.
That's crazy.
Imagine that, because for $2 million, you'd probably get a few friends together, put a satellite up and broadcast stuff, you know?
Yep.
It would not be that. He's going to make it so easy.
Don't give Mark the Shark any ideas.
That's right. You're He'll start hitting us up with a GoFundMe page.
Or too young to appreciate that.
Now, you need to speak in the microphone because no one can hear you.
You might need to get in the microphone.
If you want to be heard. Where's Brett? Where's Brett?
Where's Mike?
I think it's on.
If you want to participate, we need to have it. Because you're yelling from back there. Nobody can hear what you're saying. We can hear you. But anyway, so the government has decided that they're going to stop his next launch.
Mm-hmm.
Because the EPA says he's putting industrial waste back into the swamp.
Oh, gosh.
But now what he's actually doing is they use water in the launch pad area to muffle the sound.
Right.
That's all it's for.
Right.
To cut down the sound so the shock waves don't travel into the houses and surrounding areas. And Elon Musk has come back and said, no, this is potable water. You can drink this. I will drink this on a live show to show you this is not industrial
waste.
He'll
do it.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt he would, because he knows where it came from. He knows it's not industrial waste.
Well, remember black and white television?
Of course.
Vaguely, but yes. Legendary Dave just gave me the number one go finger.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, back when, and this is what's funny about the story that you just told.
Well, we're not done yet.
Right.
That wasn't it.
Oh, no, there was more. There's more.
I'm going to interrupt you and tell you that.
All right. Let's get it out there.
Back to the good old days of the rocketeers and all this, when they had launched it, and it made sense. You launch it, you bring it back down, you land it.
Right.
And now they're doing it finally.
Yeah, because of Elon Musk.
They did that in, you know whose original idea that was?
Who?
Sheldon.
On
Young Sheldon.
Young Sheldon.
But
you're right, David.
The other thing was, when they first started doing it, they were using parachutes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's how they bring down the capsule when it comes back to Earth.
Yeah.
But back in the old days, during the, not cartoons, but during the, whoever it was, they used no And they use the afterburners, like they come down.
That's how they land them.
That's how they land them currently.
Yeah, the legs that come down.
I know, isn't it great? But the Dems hate the idea.
They don't like the idea that Elon Musk is supporting Trump.
Well, that's
he's come out in favor of Trump.
That's true too.
So what do they do?
He's going to be part of his cabinet.
They weaponize the EPA to go after him to stop this launch. And he was supposed to launch this month in September. But now they said, oh, no, we're going to have to postpone till November after the election.
All they have to do is send a shooter. They can't hit shit anyway, so.
It's sad because they're weaponizing the EPA. They weaponize the DOJ. This is the party of democracy.
Yeah, the party that's acting like communists.
Oh, that's crazy.
And the thing is, they said, okay, so the water's released into the swamp or the wetlands or whatever, and it's water that's potable water. It's drinkable. It came from a faucet. You know, it's not like they're dumping any waste in it. The only thing in it is the loud noise from the rocket.
Right.
So that may startle the fish because the loudness may come out of the water and scare the fish.
Oh, the horror.
I know. Oh, my God.
You know what you and I said before about the fish.
Yeah.
We can't say it on air. But
anyway, like the fish are going to get sound from the water. That's ridiculous. But they are literally delaying him until his window
is closed.
There's different windows to launch in to get optimum launch window. And they're shutting these down because he came out in favor of Trump. At least that's the suspicion.
Well, it's no doubt because he's he's a supporter of Trump. B, he's private. And the private can't show up the government. They hate it. Plus, if you're taking a $58 million savings, that means you can cut the government's budget. And the Democrats don't like that.
They don't want to cut budget. They want to spend more.
They want to tax more and more. All right, I'm out.
Okay. But, yeah, that was just – so basically Elon Musk is being pushed back. Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
They're being pushed back on his schedule because he came out in support of Trump. At least that's what we guess. Because he had the permission to launch, and now they will not give him a launch license till after November. That means his window is going to be closed for optimum launch angles, and then he's going to have to launch after that, which will give him non-optimum launch angles, which means he may get delayed even more. Now, I imagine...
China, here I come.
Who?
China.
Yeah. You know what? He already moved from California to Texas to save on taxes. But what happened is there's a part of Texas, apparently, that is very liberal and very blue. I believe it's Austin.
Austin.
There we go.
State capital.
I think one of the governors once said, Austin is the blueberry in the cranberry juice.
Yeah.
Or the tomato soup. He goes, they're the blueberry in the tomato soup.
The only good thing that Austin has is Abbott.
Greg Abbott?
The governor of Texas. If Abbott wasn't the governor of Texas, you think the immigration laws are bad, or the people crossing the border are bad now.
It would be worse, without him. Yeah, he's the only thing standing between them and complete loss of control over the border.
I'm waiting on Abbott. You know, he was crippled.
I did not know that, no.
Oh, yeah, he's in a wheelchair.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm waiting for him to go to the border someday with this box.
Yeah.
Governor, what's in the box? You'll see.
Oh.
Governor, what's in the box? You'll see. And he sits there in his wheelchair, and as they're coming across the border, he goes...
Pulls a pin on a grenade?
Yeah.
Oh, gee, that's pretty aggressive. Oh, he wants to shut down the border, yeah. Well, yeah, you know, the border needs to be shut down, and that's one thing that Trump has on his agenda.
You know, the thing is, and you know I'm from Texas.
I do.
It's always been loose as a goose to begin with.
Yeah, they've never really had they made it more easy. They made it easier for people to come in, get their driver's licenses, get jobs here, and not have to worry about taxes or social security numbers. They've made it easier, so more illegals are coming in all the time because they've made it easier to come in. If they just shut down the loopholes, then a lot of the border problems will take care of itself. You know, a lot of Border Patrol won't have to work as hard, you know, if they make it impossible for an illegal alien to get a driver's license.
But when I was working wet bikes, you know, we had to have green cards. We had to check them out. Or we as farmers or people working them, we could get in trouble.
Right. You couldn't hire. Now, though, they don't go after people who are working here illegally anymore. They let it go. The federal government's not doing anything about it. In fact, they're almost promoting it by giving them money.
Oh, yeah.
They give them health care. They give them free college education. They give them housing vouchers. They give them WIC stamps for food. And the average American family is scraping by trying to make enough money to buy enough food to feed their family, pay their mortgage, and they're giving all this money away to illegal aliens. How is that at all fair? How can that be the way we run things? Is it does one party want to win elections so bad they're willing to let anybody in and come and vote? Now, it is still illegal for illegal aliens to vote in federal elections. That is against the law. But yet in California, they've already caught illegals trying to vote in federal elections, and they're allowing it. The poll workers are letting illegals vote. They don't care. As long as they think they're going to vote for their side, they don't care if they're voting illegally or not, and they'll do whatever they do to hide the ballot to make sure it counts for what it's for the candidate that they want to win.
You know, that's the problem with the country today, and that is that no one is responsible.
What do you mean, no, for what?
Anything.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, pretty much. It's kind of crazy that that's even allowed to happen, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, you let Minneapolis burn down and you're not responsible.
And now you're the vice president, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just, I mean, but this thing with Elon Musk, he has been so creative, he's so smart. He builds these things that the government cannot build. And just because of his political affiliation, the other party is coming after him. They don't want him to succeed. And they're using the government as a weapon against him to stop him from succeeding because of who he supports in the election. They are allowing this to happen. They are pushing for it to happen, I'm pretty sure. They have control over some of this. But the fact that they pull his launch permits for this water situation, which makes no sense whatsoever because it's causing zero damage. In fact, the water that they're releasing into the wetlands is cleaner and more germ-free than the water that's already there.
You know, the border in Texas comes from south to north. Musk may take it from north to south.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the Mexican government will give him more rights to launch the rocket. It's crazy how he's launching into space and the FAA is holding up his permits to launch. The Biden-Harris FAA is holding up Elon's permits to launch his rocket. And then they're just holding him up for whatever reason. They're delaying him. They won't give him a reason on that. But then the EPA is saying they have to investigate to make sure this water is safe to release into the wetlands.
Maybe.
Now, how long would it take to do a water test? What, maybe a week? No, they've been dragging this out for months.
Maybe 45 minutes?
Yeah, exactly. But they've been dragging this out for months. And they cannot come up with any reason to stop him. So this is what they're using.
They're using
made-up claims.
Even with the sophistication of your federal government, there are mistakes made.
Everybody makes mistakes. I don't have a problem with that.
And there are errors made with rockets. And say one of Musk's rockets went up, took a left turn,
yeah, and crashed into something. He would be responsible for that, absolutely.
No, I'm talking about a government building.
Oh, well. You know,
nobody's important anyway, just.
Yeah, they have enough safety. They thought their first one, all they wanted it to do was launch. They said, if it gets off the pad, we're considering that a success. Not only did it get off the pad, it got off the pad and landed the booster again on the ground. It was a complete success, the first time it had ever been done. And Musk is getting to the point where he is advancing rocketry and advancing science so fast that the government can't keep up, and they want to be the ones to do this, and they want to slow him down, which is ridiculous. He is advancing humanity in ways that the government cannot even dream of doing, because he's a private enterprise. He does things that make sense. He doesn't have a lot of red tape to go through, but he does have to go through some now, and they're pulling strings to try and slow him down, degrade his program, make it more difficult for him to become successful and to advance humanity, because he supports Donald Trump in the election. At least that's what they're making it look like, because they had no problem until he came out with his, I guess, his political affiliation. Then all of a sudden, they started throwing all these obstacles in his way. You know, it's just, and that is weaponizing the government against your enemies. That is completely socialistic, communistic, dictatorship. You know, that's a dictator's way of controlling everything. And that's exactly what the Biden-Harris administration is doing here. They're shutting down advancements to humanity because of political reasons. And they'll tell you it's not, but
they've done it not just with Musk, but every, you know, many
situations. During the 2020 elections, they had big tech limit anything that was conservative speech. And they'd label it as hate speech, and then after the election, they'd come back and reassess their decision and say it was okay. But the damage was already done by then. It was too late. They waited just long enough to where they could stop other groups from voicing their opinions, and then as soon as the election was over and Biden won, then they released it all and said, oh, it's all okay. We made a mistake. But they did it. It worked. They got it done. That's all they had to worry about. And then afterwards, they say, oh, no, we didn't mean to do that. We made a mistake on that. We shouldn't have stopped that group from broadcasting here. And it's really obvious that a lot of the big tech companies are in the pocket of Democrats. And I don't even know why, because the Democrats are not believing in democracy. They want to rule over everything. They don't want to have a democratic republic. They want to have a dictatorship. And don't they realize the first time they get what they want, all these companies are going to be shut down by them, plain and simple? They'll put a big stop to all these companies that are supporting them. So the companies supporting them are basically allowing themselves to water the tree that they're going to hang themselves with. It's that simple. They're giving up all this ridiculous advantages in technology that we could have by having this go through. They're stopping it, halting it, because they don't want it to happen till after the election. Because if after the election, then they can let all the permits go and they can claim it happened under their rule and that Donald Trump had nothing to do with it. Even though they know they're using the government to stop him from making progress. They want it to happen under their reign, under their rule, so they can say they had something to do with it. They're going to try and take credit for it, I'm sure.
You look at Trump and you look at idiot, and or the Democrats, and it comes down to why the Democrats are desperate to win, and the.
Both parties want to win. I get that.
Well, sure. But the reason the big corporate executives want to win, it all boils down to one thing.
Favors?
Power.
Yep. They want to get favors with having somebody in power who likes them.
Yep. Now, whether they like them or not, they control them.
Right. Now, this video, if you want to find it, it's on YouTube. It's called Just Plain Spite. Just Plain Spite, and it's Bill Whittle is the guy talking about it with a couple of experts. And they talk about this limitation on Musk and how they're stopping humanity from advancing for political reasons. They're using their political power to shut down a private citizen because of who he agrees with politically. So if you think this is the way you want things done, do you want the world, do you want the U.S. to lose its edge? Because you know Musk will go to another country and do this, a country that welcomes him and his technology and all his jobs and all the things he has to offer. He'll go somewhere else. He already proved it. He went from California to Texas. Now, I saw another story this week, which I could not verify, and I don't think it's really true. Someone was saying Elon Musk was going to buy Ford. And I thought, oh, that can't happen. Ford is way too big for that. But then I looked and I saw Ford, General Motors, and Toyota. All of them don't have a net worth as much as Tesla does. Tesla has more net worth than all three of those big car companies combined. So literally he probably could purchase Ford, General Motors, and Toyota if he wanted to. And the fact that that was even floated was, to me, was just hilarious. Could you imagine Ford being bought by Tesla? I don't know how that would happen or what he would do. Honestly, I don't know why he would even want it, except for distribution channels. Ford did have the distribution channels that Tesla does not have yet, mostly because Tesla has had to provide their own infrastructure as far as providing electric cars with fueling stations, because the government's not doing that. They tried, and they failed miserably. They invested billions of dollars, opened some electric fueling stations, and most of them were broken or not working within a year. Just like everything else in the government. They can't do it as well as private enterprise, and yet they insist on trying. And they tax us to the point of breaking for them to try and make it in the private sector when they know they can't. They can't do it as well as the private sector can. And Musk's superchargers have the greatest network, the best chance of getting, I guess, fuel for your electric car than any of the other government helped or government sponsored companies that jumped in on this to try and, you know, exploit the fact that these electric fueling stations are being paid for by government grants. And of course the government will never check on it. They don't care about the success. They just want to be able to spend the money and give the money to their friends who are trying to apply for these grants to be able to build these chargers that are never going to be functional. I mean, it's crazy because they said after a year, almost 80% of them were non-functional and they had no money to do the repairs on them to get them fixed. So yeah, if the government's going to get involved, there's no way it's ever going to happen. Now, if private enterprise will get involved and start putting charging stations in other places, then of course we may have an infrastructure that within a few years will rival that of a service station for gasoline or oil. Well, for the gasoline or diesel stations. So that's a possibility. Now, really, right now they have things pretty well distributed. They have pretty well spread out and they have the technology to track you and your car when you're going to tell you where and when to stop and for how long. And granted, it's not as easy as putting gas or diesel in a truck or a car. I know that. It's not. It takes longer. The time is a big factor. And the distribution of these centers is not near as prolific as gas stations. Gas stations have been around for 100 years though, and now they're just trying to get to the point where, yeah, you can't compete with them in 100 years. But the fact that Tesla is worth 3 times what Ford is in a matter of their first sedan came out in 2012. So basically in, let's see, 22, 23, in 12 years, they have surpassed Ford in value by 3 times and have become one of the best-selling vehicles in the world in a matter of 12 years to compete with companies like General Motors and Ford that have been around for over 100 years. Now, I'm not saying anything bad about Ford or General Motors. I'm just saying maybe if they were to take some cues from the biggest, one of the largest car companies in the world, they might be able to be more successful. Now, granted, everybody tried to jump on the EV wagon. They all tried to jump on the EV, you know, way of doing things, building cars that were electrically powered. And I get it. That seems to be the way the future is headed. Because electric cars are 90%+ efficient versus the internal combustion engines, which are about 35% efficient at their best case scenario. But gasoline is still easier to distribute. It's easier to stop to get a gas station fill up because you can do it in 5 minutes. You can't do that with an electric car. The electric car takes a lot more time to fuel up. Now they're working on technology. You've got to realize this is probably, I don't know, it would be the first phase of mass produced and mass used EVs. So this is the first time you've had EVs in a mass production situation and the popularity is great enough to where it actually affects everything. When you're on the road, try and look and see how many EVs you see on the road. Almost all of them are going to be Teslas. There's a few Ford Lightnings out there. They built the pickup truck. The Rivians are out there. Porsche has one. General Motors has some. They all have electric vehicles, but the Teslas are the most prolific of all the electric vehicles. All right, we'll come back after this. We're going to talk more about Kamala Harris and her anti-gun attitude. I am Roger B. This is Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe DeLapp. I've been on the National Fundraising Board at St. Jude for 20 years. On September 28th, we're holding our Walk Run fundraiser to help the sick kids at St. Jude. Go online to stjude.org/walkrun. That's stjude.org/walkrun. And look for St. Jude Walk Run in your area. Or if you'd like, you can join my fundraiser supporting the Walk Run this year. You can go to walkrun.stjude.org/DELAPP. That's DELAPP. That's walkrun.stjude.org/DELAPP.
Hey folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday, 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember folks, I'm not angry, I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am Roger B. This is Locked and Loaded, and you're listening to America's Web Radio. Now, before we left for the break, we were talking about weaponizing the government against Elon Musk's rocket company because they wanted to delay him till after the election. They wanted to wait till after the election to give him a permit to launch his rocket. Now, I wonder if after the election, if they win, are they going to pull back on this? Are they going to delay him even further? Which will cost him money. Now, the EPA came to him with a fine, apparently. $3,412 or something like that. It was a ridiculously low fine for releasing the water into the wetlands until it was tested and they have to prove that he's not releasing toxic waste, which he has come out and said, it's drinkable water. It's not water that has any industrial waste in it. The only thing it's been exposed to is loud noise. Now, as far as I know, loud noise does not affect the quality of the water at all. It doesn't do anything to it, as far as I know. Now, I'm no physicist. I'm more of a microbiologist, but from what I know, loud noise does not do anything to affect the quality of the water. And they're claiming this to try and, they're trying to slow him down. They're trying to delay him. They're not giving, his FAA's holding up his launch permits. It's ridiculous. But that's, we're going to have to expect more and more and more of that if the Democrats remain in charge. Right now, we're just having to deal with higher prices, illegal immigration growing at a ridiculous rate, and it being funded by the U.S. government. When the U.S. government funds illegal activities, there's got to be a point to stop that. There's got to be a way to slow that down. There's got to be a way to put an end to it. But it doesn't look like they want to put an end to it. The border czar herself, Kamala Harris, has not even been to the border. And she hasn't been to Europe either, according to her. They ask her if she'd been to the border. She goes, well, I haven't been to Europe either. I'm like, well, what does that have to do? What does one thing have to do with the other? I don't get it. But she just defers from that because she doesn't want that to be one of her biggest failures ever. It's ridiculous that we allow these people to come in here and then fund them in order to bring more people into the country that are illegal. And Trump had said it in his first term as president. He said, if the immigration system is broken, bring me a bill to fix it and I will sign it. He flat out said, you want to change it? Change it. Change the law. He said, you bring me the bill, I'll sign it. He said the same thing about making marijuana legal. He said, you want to make it legal? Fine. Bring me the bill, I'll sign it. But yet the politicians in the Congress and the Senate, they battle so hard against each other for political advantage, or they want it to happen during one person's reign or the other person's reign. They don't want it to happen during the wrong person in charge. They don't want marijuana to be legalized with a Republican in charge. That would be awful. They want it to happen during a Democrat reign. But apparently the Democrats aren't willing to do it because there's too much money in it. Imagine the DEA if they got shut down on every drug raid that had to do with marijuana. Granted, there's still other drugs, cocaine, fentanyl, amphetamines, crystal meth. There's a million other drugs out there that are illegal they could still chase down. But probably the largest money maker for them is marijuana still. The fact that they can still bust people for possession of marijuana or intent to distribute or whatever it is of marijuana means they will make money like that forever if they're allowed to. And unfortunately, the money's going to make a difference. Now, if you don't, you know, I don't know that marijuana is any less or more dangerous than alcohol. But yet alcohol is legal and it's taxed. And these other states are coming around and they're saying, we're going to tax it, but we're going to decriminalize it, which means it's not really legal because it's still a controlled substance, according to federal law. But the federal government's doing nothing to enforce that law. But until we get to the point where that becomes where the law applies equally over everybody, whether it's illegal aliens, whether it's drugs, whatever it is, it needs to apply equally to everybody. Like, this is a position that I guess a lot of people are not with me on, but when the government decides, okay, we're not going to tax tips of people who make tips in a business, in a server industry or any industry where you make tips, they're not going to tax the tips. Now, I don't know how that's, I mean, I understand they don't want to tax it because they're saying they don't make as much, but you know what? Does that mean any business that has a commission-based pay, the first 10% of their salary or 10% of their money they make from commissions won't be taxed? Does everybody who makes money, will they not be taxed on the first 10 or 15 or 20% of their income? How can you have one industry get a tax break like that across the board while everybody else has to pay their taxes on every dollar they make? It sounds like if I take cash in and I call it a tip, I don't have to pay tax on it. It'd be that simple to do that, to justify it as that. And then, of course, they're going to come out with new laws to determine what a tip is and what a tip is not. And they're going to have to try to have an agency to enforce this, which will just grow the government even bigger and more cumbersome and more difficult to work with and more unequal. It's crazy that equality under the law does not apply anymore. And the first time I really saw a huge amount of this is when Obamacare was passed, and yet every congressman, every senator, every person who worked in the direct federal government was exempt from having to work under the Obamacare rules. Now, how can that be where the ruling class exempts themselves from laws they themselves pass? Just like with the guns, Kamala has Secret Service agents on her staff that have whatever kind of weapons they want. There's no limit to what they can have. Machine guns, suppressed weapons, fully automatic, whatever they want, they can have it. But yet she wants to limit you as to what you can have to defend your family, your property, and yourself. You are not as, in her eyes, no American citizen is as important as she is. She believes she is more important than any person out there when literally she is just a representative of the people. That's her job, is to represent the people. It's not to rule over them. You're not supposed to be a queen or a king. You're supposed to be a public servant. Then why don't you serve the public interest and protect people's rights? She claims to be a gun owner. She said in Oprah Winfrey, someone breaks into her house, they get shot. That's exactly the way she said it. You'll have to watch that. She also says her guns are locked up and unloaded. Now, how in the hell is somebody ready for someone to break into your home if your guns are locked up and unloaded? How are you going to be ready for that? You're going to have to open the gun box, get it loaded, and then be ready. By then, you're probably already dead. But she wants to promote this among other people because she knows she'll have Secret Service agents probably for the rest of her life after being a VP for 4 years. If she becomes president, she'll have them also. There's no way to stop that. It's going to happen. But she said, person breaking into a house is going to get shot. Of course they will. She's surrounded by Secret Service agents that have whatever guns they want. So of course they're going to get shot. She's got protection paid for by taxpayers using weapons that you're not allowed to have because she thinks she's better than you. And it's unfortunate that it has come to this point. We understand we all have respect for the presidential office, vice presidential office, for Congress people, for senators. We have respect for them. I get that. We should. But we should not put them above the average citizen when it comes to legally what they can have, what they can't have, especially when she's coming in. She's saying she also wants mandatory buyback program. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but mandatory buyback, mandatory, no choice. You have to comply. There will be no choice in this buyback. Now, buyback means they sold it to you in the first place. I have not bought a single weapon from the U.S. government. Not a one. So buyback is an inaccurate term anyway. Mandatory buyback, that screams to me gun confiscation. There's no way around it. If they're forcing you to give up a weapon that you paid for legally and could own legally when you purchased it, how is that a buyback? And if it's mandatory, you have no choice. You're having your gun confiscated. And the same thing happened with the pistol braces. The BATF came and said you have to surrender them or destroy them. You couldn't even have possession of them. Now, of course, that's been to court a couple of times. That decision's been reversed. It's on a hold for the moment. So right now, the pistol braces are back to being legal weapons for the moment. Now, I don't know how that's going to change based on election results, if they'll push even harder for that or they'll let that go a little bit. I don't know. But mostly she's just flip-flopping back and forth telling people, oh, yeah, we want people to have guns. We're going to protect your rights, but we don't want you to have the rights to not have the guns we don't want you to have. We'll start with those, and then we'll go back and forth. Now, if you can't see she's flip-flopping on this issue, then you probably shouldn't be allowed to vote anyway. Now, I have another thing. How is it that we have to prove that we can own a gun? Some states we have to take tests. We all have to get background checks from the federal government. Sometimes we have to submit fingerprints to get a permit. And it's a guaranteed constitutional right. It's clearly stated the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution is the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. But now what if we flip this on some of the other things that we have in the Constitution or don't have in the Constitution? It's the only guaranteed constitutional right that we have in the Constitution that has to do with this. Now, people say, oh, I have the right to vote. You do not have the right to vote. That's right. You heard me right. You do not have the right to vote. The right to vote is nowhere spelled out in the Constitution. Nowhere in there does it say you have a right to vote. And since it's not a right, could you imagine this? Imagine this. In order to exercise your quote unquote right to vote or privilege to vote, what if you had to undergo a background check? What if you had to submit to a test? You had to take some testing just to prove you were eligible to vote. Okay, you're with me? Or you have to get a permit in order to be able to vote. You have to pass a test, get a permit, and then you're allowed to vote. Because voting is not a right. Nowhere in the Constitution does it give you the right to vote. Now, it does protect your ability to vote based on your gender, race, financial status, sexual preference. You can't be discriminated against in voting for any of those reasons. But nowhere in the Constitution does it say every citizen has a right to vote. They do not. So basically, you're comparing a right to keep and bear arms with a privilege to vote. Being allowed to vote is not a right. It's not, it shouldn't be treated as such. And if you have to go through all those hoops to exercise your Second Amendment rights, why shouldn't you have to go through all those hoops to exercise your privilege to vote? Because people would be up in arms. They'd be irritated beyond belief. They may even get violent. It would be crazy how people would react if they were forced to undergo the same sort of scrutiny that gun owners have to undergo in order to exercise their rights. While this is not even a right, it is a privilege. It is given to you and cannot be discriminated against based on certain factors, but nowhere in the Constitution does it give you the right to vote. Now, this is how important this was. The Founding Fathers thought the Second Amendment to the original Constitution is the right to keep and bear arms. And that's not because they like deer hunting that much or duck hunting or quail hunting. It's because they had just come from fighting a war of tyranny against the world's most powerful empire at the time. The British Empire had the greatest navy in the world at the time, one of the biggest standing armies in the world at the time. And the Americans at that time said, you know what? We're not going to stand for this inequality under the law. We want everybody to be equal. We don't think we should be ruled over by a king who doesn't respect our rights to have a say in the government. While people in England had a say over what happened in the colonies, they did not have a right over their own lives. And they fought a war to gain their freedom, and they won. So that was why the Second Amendment's there. It has nothing to do with deer hunting. It doesn't even really have to do with self-defense. It has to do with defense against tyranny. Now, granted, we don't have a lot of threat from the same tyranny they had to deal with back then, but we still have reason to be able to defend ourselves, whether it be crime, whether it be against wild animals. You know, even though you're not hunting them, they could still be a problem. But you have that right to defend yourself, your family, your property against wrongdoing. And it's guaranteed. It's been spelled out clear as day, shall not be infringed. I want to see where it says the right to vote shall not be infringed. It's not in our Constitution. Maybe it's in somebody else's. But you need, if you think you know where the right to vote is, please read the Constitution and tell me where the right to vote is spelled out. I would love to see that. Maybe I skipped it. Maybe I misread it. Maybe I didn't understand. Roger@AmericasWebRadio.com. Send me a note. Help me out here. Let's get, if the right to vote is in the Constitution, I want to be able to read it. Help me out here. Roger@AmericasWebRadio.com. Send me an email. Tell me what I'm missing. I want to know why I can't find the right to vote in our Constitution. Honestly, it's because there is no right to vote. The only right to vote that was spelled out in the Constitution is the right for senators and congressmen to have the right to vote on bills that are put up before them. That's the only right to vote that's listed in the Constitution. So the fact that people think they have a right to vote is almost amusing, because you don't. You don't have a right to vote. It's not spelled out anywhere. They like to say, my right to vote, your right to vote. There is no right to vote. Maybe we need to change that also. Maybe the Constitution needs to have an amendment saying every American citizen, say that again, American citizen has the right to vote in federal elections. But then, of course, they're going to try and stretch that to be all the illegals voting in federal elections, which should not be the case. I want to see anybody go from America to any other country and try and vote in their elections and not get prosecuted for it and not get at least told, no, you can't vote, at least stopped in their tracks because they're not allowed to. Here, we're just going to, the Democrats are trying to let it happen. They want to have enough illegals to have an influence to be able to change the results of elections. Highly illegal, but nobody seems to care. They're not, the federal government's not doing anything to stop this from happening. They're not having any issues with this the way it's going down now. And it's only going to get worse. And the fact that all these illegals are being given all these advantages over American citizens is just, it's horrifying to me. The fact that American families have to struggle so we can let illegals in and provide them with everything they need to live comfortably. And yet our people, our citizens are struggling to get by. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't welcome more immigrants into the country, but let's do it the right way. Just because there's a wall does not mean you can't come in. It means come in through the front door. If someone breaks into your house through a window, that's not the same as someone knocking on the front door saying, hey, I'd like to visit with you. It's not the same thing, and you know it. And that's exactly the analogy that's taking place here. You want to come in? Come in the front door, talk, fill out the forms, start your application, get it started, see what it's going to take you to become made a legal citizen. Then you'll be allowed to vote. But if you come here illegally and then try and vote in an election, you're breaking the law. You're committing a felony. And felons need to be sent back to where they came from. They do not need to be welcomed here. Anybody willing to do it the right way, or even somebody who has been pardoned in the past and has become a citizen that way, they're fine. They've met all the requirements. They're allowed to be here. They've been given their citizenship, or they earn their citizenship after that. They've been given a path to citizenship which they can follow. But for these people who do not want to do that, who do not want to assimilate to our country, we need to stop this. It can't keep happening like this, or we will no longer have a country. If you're giving away so much money, we have trillions of dollars in debt, and it's not showing any signs of slowing down or getting any better. There's no signs that anything is going to happen to fix this. And unfortunately, as it gets worse, it's going to make it more and more difficult for American citizens to succeed in this country. Now, most everybody here can trace their lineage back to immigrants at some point in time. And like I said before, if the immigration laws are too difficult, too complicated, change them. That's the beauty of our Constitution. We can change whatever we want. We can have it happen. We can add an amendment. We can change the law. We can modify it. It's got that capability. You want to fix it? Let's fix it through legal means. Let's let people come in, give them a probationary period, give them tasks to accomplish in order to become a citizen, or at least get on the path to citizenship. Let's let it happen. Let's find a way to fix it. Because if we, I know we need immigrants here. Our country was founded on immigration, but they all went through Ellis Island. They were registered. They signed their name. They came into the country. They were not given anything other than the opportunity to succeed. Nobody who came through Ellis Island was given a handful of cash, vouchers for housing, vouchers for food to make their life easier. They came in expecting to have to work for what they wanted. And so many millions of them have made their lives a success and passed that on to their families. So generations of successful people have come from immigrants who came in during the early 1900s and all the way up through the 2000s. Legal immigrants have come in and done great things. There's no need to stop immigration. We just have to streamline the process. Because we need these people. We want people. We want America to continue to be the greatest country on earth and be able to attract people to come here. Now, some people argue it's not the greatest country on earth, but I want you to try and think of another place that's better. And don't tell me about Finland and Sweden, where you never make enough money to ever buy your own car, ever own a home. You can never own a home there unless you're ultra rich. I looked at statistics and very few people own their own places. They're all renters. If you want to be a renter for the rest of your life and never own a piece of property, by all means, go to Finland, go to Sweden. That's the way they do things there. Where's their space program? Oh wait, they don't have one. Where's their freeway system? They have one, but it's a very small country. They do not have the things we have here. Now they, one of them has the IKEA brand, so they have a worldwide production of furniture, which is considered valuable all over the world, which is great. But you know what? When it comes to advancing mankind, how many high-tech companies are based in those countries that people love to flock to or love to point out when they say America is not the greatest country in the world? We have more opportunity here than anybody in the world has. You can become what you want to become if you work hard and have the brains to do it. And if you don't have the brains to do it, there are programs to help you get educated. You can learn how to do things that will make your life better. So before you vote for somebody who's going to take all this away, disrespect your Second Amendment rights, disrespect our country's right to maintain its borders, maintain its laws. Just think about it hard before you pull that lever, push that ballot in, before you checkmark that card. Think hard about what you want for your children. Do you want them to be competing with millions of illegal aliens in schools? And these illegals don't speak English, so the teacher has to spend half her time teaching in Spanish, and your kids don't get attention during that time, even though you pay a huge amount of property taxes in order to get your kids educated. And I don't care if you're renting or you're buying. Even if you're renting, you're paying property taxes whether you realize it or not, because whoever you rent from has to pay property taxes. And he gets his money from you renting those properties. So you're paying property taxes whether you think it or not. And if property taxes goes up, your rent's going up. It's just such a simple matter of transference. Everything is related to everything else when it comes to money. And I'm hoping we're going to be able to keep America free, keep America's right to keep and bear arms sacred so we can maintain that. It was instituted over 200 years ago, and we need to maintain it because we see what happens to other countries when dictators come and take over. I think someone was talking today about Lenin. He came in, he fought a war in his own country, a civil war, and he told everybody, you need to arm yourselves up, you need to be prepared to fight for to take over our country, to take it over, to make it better. And then as soon as war was over, he said, everybody needs to hand in their guns and ammunition. Yeah, he needed you to have guns when he needed you to fight for it. But then as soon as he was in power, he did not want you to have them anymore because he never wanted you to turn those guns on him. He never wanted to be pushed out of power. He was a dictator, pure and simple. He prosecuted his political opponents. He weaponized the government against the people and the citizens he didn't agree with. Sound familiar? Yeah, it's happening right now in this country today. There are government agencies being weaponized against political opponents because they don't like what they stand for and they think they're going to get in the way of them continuing to rule over our country. Now, I don't know when the last time someone who didn't get votes was pushed into position of being a presidential candidate. I don't know enough history to know if that's ever happened before. Has someone ever never got a vote, a single vote to become president, and then ended up being a presidential candidate? Was there never a primary? Did someone just walk in and get anointed to the position of being a presidential candidate? Again, if you know, you can let me know. I'd love to have the actual facts on this. I didn't have time. It's not normally what I talk about. But real quick before I go, I'm going to say now, in case you didn't know, Kamala Harris backed the San Francisco gun ban, and she backed confiscation in San Francisco. So she does not believe in the individual's right to keep and bear arms. She already came out against the Heller decision, which said the individual person in America has the right to keep and bear arms, and she said that was not a good decision. She did not agree with that decision. She doesn't believe that people should have this and they should keep may issue rules in place, meaning the government's going to decide whether or not you can exercise your Second Amendment right. How is it that a government can dictate to you whether or not you can exercise a right or not? If it's a right, doesn't everybody automatically have it? Isn't it given to you? Isn't it your birthright to have this? If you're born in America, the constitutional rights that are spelled out in the, well, they're not spelled out, the constitutional rights that are protected in the Constitution are yours to have and hold. They're yours to be there to protect you from what the government can possibly do. In fact, most of the amendments in the first 10 Bill of Rights say, the government shall make no law. They shall pass no law. These rights shall not be infringed upon. That's the way these rights are written. The first 10 amendments to the Constitution are not a list of your rights. They're a list of what the government cannot do, is not allowed to do. That's what it is. They're protecting natural rights, and one of them is the Second Amendment. So think about that before you vote. Harris is going to come after your gun. She said it before. She'll say it again. She'll flip-flop back and forth to try and get the Democratic gun owners to vote for her, saying, oh, we don't need those guns. Those guns are bad. Oh, no, well, we're going to expand that because those guns are already taken away. Now we're going to take these guns away. They're heading for – she wants to reinstitute the crime bill of 1994. That's how far she wants to go back. She wants to take us back – what is that? Let's see, 94 – she wants to take us back 25 years, 30 years. She wants to take us back to that time period. And it shouldn't be. Fortunately, there was a Republican in office when the crime bill expired in 2004, and Bush did not renew it. So we're able to have weapons that she has. If she wants to set an example for not having a gun, let's disarm her Secret Service. Let's limit them to whatever gun she thinks Americans should have. If she doesn't want to do that, then she's not putting her money where her mouth is. She doesn't think she's a regular citizen. She thinks she's far and away above you. She considers herself a ruler, a monarch of sorts. She's thinking she's a queen and you guys are the peasants. You guys are not, you don't stand up to her. You're not an equal to her. She thinks she's a queen. She's a ruler. She doesn't realize she's a public servant and a representative. She's representing the people of the United States. And you don't do that by passing laws that don't affect you, but affect them. Cause that's not what this country was founded on. All right. Well, think about that when you have to go vote. I know we're a couple months out. We'll probably have some more stories, but until then, keep safe. Buy more guns and ammo. I am Roger B. This is Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.